As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hi, Kristen. You have been telling us for years and years and years you are anti these ancestry tests. You don't trust the government.
No.
You want to know where your chromosomes are.
No, I don't. Abby, I have always been adamant for years that I am not spitting in a cup and giving anybody my DNA because I don't know what other, like, I don't know what the government's going to do with it. And all these articles came out that said something about they were using DNA and doing, I don't know if they were doing nefarious things with it, but it wasn't staying where you thought it was.
I assure you, if they get my spit, they are not cloning this.
Maybe
you guys have more of a concern.
What did you think they were going to do with it?
Here's the thing, Tommy. I ain't a scientist.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't know what the possibilities are that they could do with it, but I don't want anybody having it besides me.
Yeah, but whatever they do would probably be an improvement.
And I can assure you, if your sentence is, I ain't a scientist, it's already assumed.
Google Henrietta Lacks. I mean, yes. In hindsight, if I were Kristen listening, I wish I had not done this.
I
wish I could take it back because my DNA's out there, and all it takes is one shady subdivision some company to clone you and then do experiments on or whatever. Like, the most personal information about myself is now in the hands of someone else.
And Cassie's so right. You have to Google Henrietta Lacks. That story is mind-boggling, mind-blowing. Her family has every reason to be outraged with the way they used and abused that woman's DNA.
Can you give us like a 30-second version of that? Now you got me all like...
It has to do with like cancer research and cells, but her DNA was like used without permission from the family and kept like, it's like the longest living human line of cancer cells or something like that. But there's a whole movie. The movie is The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, right. And you could watch it, but it is scary what they can do with your DNA, and then you don't know how the landscape is going to change moving forward. I just think it's something that some of us were a little too like, ooh, take my DNA. I want to find out about myself, not thinking through the potential future ramifications.
So anyway, that's always been my stance.
You think the next Clone Wars movie is going to be starring you?
Just
yes.
A bunch of Kristens?
Just a bunch of little men.
So I don't know what they're going to do with it, but I'm not going to give them an opportunity.
I don't even like the people that I know on my family tree. So why would I research people on my family tree, which is so consistently crappy?
But I think there's an even deeper reason as to why I'm so vehemently opposed to doing any type of ancestry testing, 23andMe, whatever other ones are out there. Because I just had another friend, this is not the first one, this is the second one, to find out they had a half-sibling they didn't know about. Right? So, and I mean, we're talking about, like, we're in our 40s, did not find out until now that their dad had a relationship with somebody else and they have a half-sibling.
That would be jarring.
It would be very jarring.
Especially, you know your dad. If I got that info, it wouldn't shock me at all with my dad, but with your dad, it would be shocking.
No, it wouldn't be. I don't know what he did when he was deployed for two tours in Vietnam. I don't know if I have like a half sibling over there. Potentially, it's highly plausible with the amount of drugs he was doing. he was married prior to my mom, and I really don't know anything about that relationship or anything about her. So, you know, like the 60s and 70s were all about that free love, man. And my dad was a handsome dude and he was a partier. And like I said, he did a lot of drugs. So I honestly am so afraid that if I did that, I would find a half-sibling somewhere.
Okay, so let's play this out. All right, let's say you do and you find that you have a half-sibling somewhere. Mm-mm. What's the big deal?
I don't know.
Nothing's going to in your life is going to change.
Yes, it has changed because now I know this information that there's somebody else out there with part of my DNA that's like, and now that my dad is no longer with us and he's gone, and that could be, it would open such a huge can of worms, and I don't like worms.
Gives you a chance to go to Vietnam, which is supposed to be a beautiful country.
What's going to suck, though, is when Jimmy's older and dating, what if Jimmy meets someone and you don't realize that person is the son or the daughter
of
your half-sibling?
Yep. What a creepy Hallmark movie.
Weirder things have happened.
He ends up hooking up with his, it would be.
What would it be? Cousin. It would be a cousin. Yeah. A half-cousin.
Yep. And it's your fault.
You got to look at it, though, as like a cup half full. You just hit the organ lottery. Like, if you need a transplant, that's another go-to person.
Sounds like that woman in Vietnam hit the organ lottery.
You're not selling it.
At all.
You're not selling it. And this is coming from a woman whose dad had a liver transplant. You're not selling it.
Hey, Candace, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. So I did the DNA test, and I will not regret doing it because it opened up a lot of deadlines for me. But I did find out that my great-great-grandmother was adopted, and that's been the hardest thing to find more information out about her adopted family. And then my grandfather has a sister that no one knew about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all these people just floating out there.
Yeah, we had assumed that my great-grandfather had passed away, but no, he left and had two other families, and one sister my grandfather had. So I have an aunt that I never knew, and I still don't know. And then my ex-husband and I were, because we were in a small town, we were third cousins.
Okay.
DNA.
Okay.
Yeah, I see your wheels turning. you want to do this phone or next? How did you end up dating somebody you were related to and you didn't know it?
Accidentally?
Yes.
Yes, that would be fun. All right, Candace, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. And she pretty much sold your point right there.
Yeah, she did. So you know what? I'm just going to keep my spit in my mouth. You're welcome.
I'm at it.
All right, so let me tell you about this family friend that lost another friend over the weekend, perhaps, for all the right reasons. So if I have the details right, the one of the girls that goes out in this group already for Mother's Day has a whole bunch of family in town, right, from out of town. But they all flew in for Mother's Day. So it was the responsibility of, let's call her Monica, to on Sunday morning pick up all these family members from out of town from these different hotels, and they were all going to go to church together. And I'm not really sure what time the early service was, but she was the one that was supposed to pick everybody up, meet the main family at their house, and drive everybody to church. All right, she knew she had this responsibility.
She was like the church van.
Church van! That's hers, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, she makes the mistake of having a girls' night out the night before that. And she and her friends just go out from bar to bar, club to club. They're doing shots, right? And it ends up like being a super wild night out. Like they don't even get home till 3:30, 4 in the morning. They are clearly drunk. So she goes to drive home, right, at 4 in the morning, knowing that she's got to pick her all the family members up in just a few hours. Her friend grabs her keys from her and says, absolutely not. I'll call you an Uber, whatever, but you are not getting in this car. They get into a major shouting match about it. You got two girls that have been drinking all night long. One is just sober enough to say, no, I'm not letting you do that. I know I'm drunk, but you drunker. So they get in a shouting match about it. She goes and locks herself in her bedroom with drunk girls' keys. So she can't go anywhere. So it's quite a scene. Drunk girl decides that she is not going to take an Uber. She's going to try to sleep it off, right? So she wakes up in the morning and she's still too drunk and she doesn't have her car keys to drive. So she has to phone all of her family members and say, look, I'm not going to be able to pick you up this morning. So sorry. Everybody in the family is pissed at her because now everybody's got to get Ubered. They got to change all their plans before going to church. So she doesn't make church. She pisses off everybody in the family. And now, to make that long story short, she has cut off the friend that held the keys. What? Ghosted her, will not call her back, nothing. Relationship over.
That's like one of those classic reactions when you know you did something wrong and you're embarrassed about it, but you try to, like, you end up being the one getting mad at them because you just don't want to take responsibility for your actions.
Yeah, right. So you might have saved a life here, for sure. And you would think that she would circle back at some point and go, you know what, I was a real jerk.
Yeah.
You hope so.
And you did the right thing.
For me, that's worth losing a friend.
Absolutely.
I would do that every time. If you're going to be mad at me, you're just going to be mad at me.
100%.
Hey, The Bird Show.